The hot new thing in Paris is not really new at all. It's the Fête Noz, or Night Feast, a traditional ball that comes out of Brittany in western France. There is one or more held most weekends in Paris these days, along with a variety of other dances from Brittany, as well as from Provence, Auvergne, or Alsace. NPR Sarah Chase reports on how sophisticated Parisians are falling for folk dancing.
Argenteuil, one of the towns outside Paris usually known for urban violence. But tonight, the social hall is packed. More than 1,000 men, women, and kids of all ages crowd the floor to the shrill strains of a Breton band. A man with a ruff of white whiskers and sea-green eyes watches the pairs reel. His name is Yvon Titour.
Et là, bon, c'est à deux temps, mais sur une mesure de huit temps. Et ça s'appelle une Scottish.
That's a Scottish, he says. It's a two-beat step in an eight-beat measure, but it's rare to see couples dancing at a Fête Noz. Usually the dances are in lines, he says. And indeed, the next number is a Casada, with dancers in a long double row. This was a traditional wedding dance around the town of Lorient. The village would dance it from the bride's house all the way to the church. Brittany, France's westernmost peninsula, has experienced a cultural revival in recent years. But the folk dancing fad is not limited to Bretons. Jean-François Dutertre runs the Traditional Music Information Center, one of several centers and associations in the Paris area.
Avec un public qui est très consommateur d'un répertoire varié.
Dutertre says at folk balls around town, people want a varied program, dances from all the French regions and beyond. He says they're trying to combat the isolation of city life.
Tout ça n'est pas visible parce que ça se fait dans des salles de quartier, ça se fait entre publics initiés.
All this isn't very visible, he adds. Balls are held in little neighborhood halls. Word gets around on the grapevine, but in fact, thousands of people are joining in. Folk dancing was once serious business in France.
Voilà, un costume avec beaucoup de grelots. C'est pour danser les bouffets.
Michel Blaise, director of the French Popular Dance Company, shows off some of the company's colorful regional costumes. This is a Provençal carnival outfit with bells and ribbons, something like a Morris dance costume. Blaise runs workshops and classes for children and adults. She says the links between French traditional dance and ballet, which originated in France, cannot be denied.
Les cousinages, les filiations sont énormes. Et,
she says nobles who introduced new steps to the royal court drew from the heritage of their regions. Young dancers and teachers should be aware of the borrowing, she says. At the Argenteuil Fête Noz, this rather strenuous winding line dance is tiring people out. One of the revelers, Ewen Lescope, suggests a reason for the popularity of balls like this since the mid-90s is that they offer a sense of community and identity in a time of globalization.
I think that people need to know their roots. It was very important, I think, because we are used now to receive a lot of things from all over the world. And in fact, we don't know anymore from where we are.
We need to know our history, Lescope says. In the past, the centralized French state tried to stamp out regionalism. So even now, people from Brittany learn French history in school, but not the history of their peninsula, which was separate till the 16th century. But what Lescope and others emphasize about the folk dancing craze is that it is not exclusive, Bretons in one corner and Alsatians in another. They say Parisians are coming to terms with a multiple identity, feeling allegiance not just to the region where their parents are from, but to all the cultural diversity of France, just as Americans may feel equally proprietary about New England clam chowder, jazz, and the legend of the Wild West. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Paris.